War Room. Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Dr. Stella Emanuel is, she's basically my mother for the next segment or two. And I said a cuss word during the break, and she threatened to beat me. So that is the truth. And she could probably take me. She's got her Kobe Vites over there.
I took Kobe Light today.
You did take your Kobe Light? Well, I did too.
Oh, really?
So we might be evenly matched.
I know, right?
You guys are sold out. You got the peach mango over there. The other one,
It's back.
It's back in stock?
Orange is back in stock, yes.
What's the other flavor?
Orange and peach mango.
Orange. You guys are always out of stock on orange. It's finally back in stock. Kobe Light.
Yes.
Big fan.
Peach mango has stevia. We took our sucralose and we put stevia.
I like that caffeine in there.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's the guarana. It's guarana. It's not.
Yeah, the natural caffeine from the guarana. But and I think the green leaf tea extract too gets some caffeine.
Yes. We have, Kobe Light is amazing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go back to that video with Northam, and we're going to talk about how disgusting it is what they do to these babies. But we were talking about some other things, and, you know, you get big into the spiritual aspect of the issues we deal with. And you were bringing something up about Biden, and I was telling you how, you know, it's crazy how two people can see the same video and see completely different things. And I asked you if you've seen the dress phenomenon, where some people see a blue dress, some people see a yellow dress. You guys should even pull that up. Who knows? Maybe we'll look at it live on the air, and you'll be like, that's blue, and I'll be like, that's yellow. And it'll be like, what the heck is going on here? I almost did it.
And you see, my hand was ready to punch.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were just going for the fist bump. So I see this video. This is like a perfect example. There was a video the other day of an NFL football player. And he gets pulled over by the police. He's speeding. He's not cooperating with the police. I mean, it's cut and dry. You watch the video. That's what it is. He refuses to roll his window down. He doesn't get out of the car. The cops were behaving like jerks, no doubt. But it's like, there he is, breaking a law, not cooperating, refusing to roll his window down. And I see all these members of the media. They see that and they say, my goodness, why would the cops do that? He's innocent. What? And I'm like, did we just watch a different video?
Yes.
What? How do you explain that? And it happens every night. Same thing last night with the debate. Oh, Kamala whooped him. Mm-hmm. Trump won. I mean, you can pick all these different things. How is it?
Can I explain it spiritually? Go back to the Tower of Babel.
What do you see there, by the way?
The Tower of Babel?
On the screen. What color is that dress?
I see blue.
Okay, so we all see blue then, guys?
Oh, Jesus. I was hoping that I don't see green. Now you see yellow. I see blue.
I saw it blue.
Okay. You know, so like you go to the tower, go back to the Tower of Babel, you know, after God destroyed the earth in the Genesis 6, in the days of Noah, Nimrod and gathered and they started building a tower that they wanted to put Nimrod back in heaven, you know. So then God saw the tower and came and confused the language of man. When people always hear about confusing the language of man, people always think it meant you speak Spanish and I speak French. But confusing the language just means we see things differently. I can say something to somebody and they totally interpret it totally, completely different because we don't communicate. This is the reason. At any time that human beings decide to become of one mind, we're going to be able to do anything that we can do. And right now we're too evil for that. If we become of one mind right now, we're going to create the atomic bomb and bomb people.
Well, so that's God what you were talking about with Harari. The corporate world government wants us to be one mind, yes. But like AI, demonic mind, they control it versus one mind through God, the
Christ,
creator.
Yes. So that is the reason why people, the language of human beings was corrupted, was scattered until the end when Jesus will come back, kill these demons, remodel the world, and create a new utopia on the world. I call it utopia because that's what some people will understand, but they call it the millennial reign. When that is created, in that millennial reign, we will understand everything. animals will not be afraid of human beings. Read it in the book of Revelation. You'll be able to, that you'll be able to talk to a lion just like he did in the Garden of Eden before the fall of man. So this confusion of language came, God did that after the Tower of Babel. Because if all human beings agree on one thing, whatever we agree on, we will do it. So that is why they want to inject everybody with an mRNA vaccine, so that that way they can program everybody to agree on one thing. And that one thing is that Yuval Harari Noah is God, or AI is God, or Jesus doesn't exist. If that happens, then the devil wins the world, because human beings were given authority over the world. But it's not going to happen, because there are people like us that are going to stand on the road and go, no! People like you that are going like, no, you can't control us. So that confusion of language is going to continue till the end when God remodels the world.
It's just, for me, from a psychological perspective, it's just like, wow, you really can, two people can watch the same video and see a completely different thing.
Definitely, because that's the way it's supposed to be. If it, think about it, if all of us had one mind, because right now, if you listen to that demonic Yuval Noah, he wants everybody to be of one mind. He wants all of us to be connected to the one mind. So when people listen to Yuval Noah, sometimes they think this is about science. It's not. It's a very spiritual thing for him. Even when he's talking about gods, the scientific world is like, oh, quit talking about God, talk about science. It's like, no, we talk about God because I'm trying to become God. If you read in the book of Daniel, it talks about a time when human beings are going to get corrupted. Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, 44, it says, iron will mix with marry clay. And as iron does not mix with marry clay, they shall mingle with the seed of man. So right now we have a mingled seed. We have the seed of the serpent and the seed of man. I'm not talking about human beings that are demon possessed or human beings that the devil is messing with their mind. I'm talking about demonic entities in human form.
Hey guys, we're going to skip this break, by the way. You know, when I see them talking about killing a baby up to birth after it's born, and I'll go back to this clip, that's just straight up demonic. And
you don't have a conscience.
And that's what it is. And this is why, going back to what you said, this is why it's not just the mRNA. They want to hit you with that. They've been hitting us with these poisons in the food and the water. They put fluoride in our water. And if they can convince a mother that...
killed your own child today.
I mean, that is as dark and twisted as it gets.
During the DNC convention, they actually had an abortion truck.
Yeah, they were rolling around.
And then they killed, like, at the time I checked, they had killed about maybe 30 babies. Can you imagine? And people think, well, it's just an abortion truck. No, that is blood sacrifice. That is.
Yeah, they don't have the temple with the blood pouring down the stairs. Yes. They have their new thing where they sell the parts to the highest bidder.
But you know that when you read through the Bible, you hear about Molech. Molech was a demon that they sacrifice children to. Right now, there's Molech worship in America, and Molech is abortion. We're sacrificing our children to the altar of abortion. While the women that are sacrificing their children are sacrificing their children for their career, for their breakthrough, for their next level, it is still about self. But the demons that run these programs, that run, Planned Parenthood and everything, they are demonic entities in human form. Please, America, listen to this. These are not human beings that are demon-possessed. They are demonic entities in human form. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 to 16, it says here that the devil would deceive human beings, and they will make an image unto the devil. If you can pull up that scripture, it's Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 to 16. The devil would deceive human beings with miracles. What do you mean by miracles? Right now, we have Elon telling us that they're going to put Neuralink on your head. They're going to be able to download your brain. The deaf will see, the blind will hear. The deaf will hear. They'll have Neuralink in your brain so that way you're going to be able to, you can have eternal life. If you die, they will download your brain and then create a new body and put you in. So basically, what they are doing is trying to tell us that what the Bible says, that the devil would deceive human beings with these miracles, with the promises of a good life. And the human beings, they will create images unto the devil. And then the devil will have power to give breath to these images. What is you mean by images? Clones. And then the devil will have power to give breath to these clones. And that they will be able to speak, and they will cause as many as will not worship the devil to be killed. They will cause people to die in the hospitals. Those are the demonic entities that stood in the hospitals and put the protocols that kill people during COVID. that the doctors could not stand against, the nurses could not stand against. These are the demonic entities that create the abortion. They want to kill children. They look like you and I, but they are not human.
Well, that's what's so crazy for me. I tend to assume the best in people, and maybe you kind of live and you learn not to. But, you know, I tend to assume the best about all people, even if I disagree with them politically. But then there's times where you're dealing with people and you're like, wait a second, this is not human behavior. I don't recognize this. This is not human behavior that we're witnessing here. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes you wonder, like, well, again, I don't get into aliens and demons like you do on my show here. But, I mean, you can't help but wonder. Yeah, you can't help but what? Is that what the hell's going on here?
We have aliens and demons. You know, when I came out, I remember when I went viral in 2020, they went and pulled up my website because I'm a deliverance minister. And I've dealt with, we have seen people with demons really harassing people. And we've seen the power of God to deliver people from demonic entities. So when they went out, they pulled up my YouTube channel. If you go on my YouTube channel, we have deep prayers and messages that we have preach over the years. Like, I have a message that I preach called Soul Hunters, War Against Soul Hunters. You know, people watch the message and they practically hit the floor and start rolling and throwing up and just going through deliverance, and things are breaking off their lives. You understand what I'm saying? We have a message we call Fire of Deliverance. It's on YouTube. So they pull this message and they're like, oh, Dr. Stella, talk about aliens, and they believe in aliens. At that time, everybody thought I was crazy. But now people bring me to their show so that I can address these issues, because the kind of spiritual attacks that is coming on people, it's incredible. There are people sending me messages that, it is energy-directed weapons. People like to, human beings like to think that spiritual stuff can be described in the physical means. But these things are spiritual things. You call them energy-directed weapons or whatever you want to call them. But these are spiritual arrows that messes with people's minds. You know, I've had people come to our ministry that are like having like deep, crazy demonic manifestations, and we pray for them, and sometimes God delivers them, sometimes God doesn't. Like I said, we are just vessels that God uses.
Well, and that's what it is. We tend to think of the extraterrestrial mm-hmm. and not the extra dimensional. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they want to have this image of an alien as a green man or whatever coming from the sky, but it's really extra dimensional aliens.
Yes, that come and hang out with people.
Probably sitting right next to us right now, or maybe they've left here now that the power of Dr. Stella Emanuel is in the studio with me. And you know, you were one of the first ones, and you
please
stood
stop showing us demons, please.
You stood on the Capitol steps and warned people about COVID and the protocols mm-hmm. and then ultimately the vaccines. You're a hero for doing that. But you know, I think it was obvious to you. You know the players, you know their agenda, and so yeah, you knew just instinctively, I'm not going to trust what these people are pushing. Plus, as a doctor, you knew that the protocols were going to be even worse. But yeah. Speaking of the demonic behavior, guys, I want to go back to that clip, and let's just start it when Ralph Northam, the former governor of Virginia, starts talking.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they
That's
tried
so demonic,
to...
demonic, man.
And imagine talking about, oh, yeah, the baby was born. And, you
have to wait and talk.
How are you going to kill it? You know, yes. Like, they don't even care.
He's not a human being.
So Kamala Harris says, oh, nobody wants to support that. And obviously, we know that they do. It's their own bills. But listen to the former governor of Virginia, a Democrat, talking about this. Guys, go back to that clip.
Yeah, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran. But I will tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may
you know what's
be
funny? Pause it right here. Think about what he's just admitting to. Mm-hmm. So if a doctor kills a baby in the third trimester without consent, what would we call that?
That's murder.
Oh, isn't that funny?
But the mother.
So consent is the difference. So consent is the difference between murder and abortion. Mm-hmm. But who's getting consent from the child?
I know. It's Molech worship. And you know the crazy part is that the devil has packaged himself like science and technology. So this dude can sit down and speak deep devilish stuff and sound like a scientist. He can actually sound like a doctor. Like, well, I'm just going to, if you continue that clip, he actually says that they'll give birth to the child and then they will.
Yeah, let's go. Let's finish the clip.
They will wait and go talk to the parent and see whether they should kill the child or not. Can you imagine that?
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions.
Okay,
we want
now pause right there, and that's good. And I love this ending part here, too, because people, you know, we try to focus on the issue about abortion for obvious reasons. But did you hear at the end, you know, we want the government to be out of these decisions. Mm-hmm. What? You want the government to be in charge of all of our decisions?
Yeah.
They want the government to tell us what we ought to take 98 vaccines before we're a year old. What do you mean you want the government out of our decisions? These people want the government to run our lives.
My body, my choice, except if it's killing the baby.
Which is not your body.
If it's killing the baby, it's my body, my choice. But if they want to inject you with some mRNA gene modifying this thing, then it's no longer your body, your choice. And people need to wake up. That is just what I'm going to say, that we need to wake up and realize the times that we're in and be prepared for the times that we're in.
I wonder. See, the problem with liberal Democrats and progressives is they're low information or they're just outright misinformed. Mm-hmm. So when you try to approach them with certain facts and information, they can't even – it's like their mind is
programming,
but it's like their mind is closed. They can't even hear it. It's like, I wonder, who do you think gets more funding in the inner cities? Do you think schools get more funding or do you think Planned Parenthood gets more funding?
Probably Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
In the inner city. I don't know. I don't have any figures on that, but
I would wonder.
Probably Planned Parenthood. If you look at per capita income, probably.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, you see these abortions and killing of babies, it does a few things. On the physical part, of course, the child is dead. On the spiritual part, there are several things involved. Number one, this little child that they decides to kill gets a one-way ticket to heaven. So for the child's soul, I'm good. But guess what happens? It is blood that is shed. And whenever they shed innocent blood, it brings curses. It makes God to turn away from the land. It makes God to be upset with the land. It defiles the land. So part of what they are doing is defiling the land. And then the next thing it does is that it is blood on the demonic altars that energizes their demons to do the evil that they do. So it's like a blood sacrifice. So
it's
not
energy
yes.
for these demons.
So yeah, so it gives them demonic energy, number one. Number two, it's a blood sacrifice that actually ends up, you know, defiling the land and turning God and making God angry with it.
Well, it's all about control, right? Yes. If the demons can convince you to kill your own baby, that for them, it's like, I have the control. Yes. I have the power.
They can drink your blood. They can drink the baby's blood. And then they can have God turn away from you for killing somebody. So what happens? Like, you know, we are, I tell people, I'm an intercessor. That's the main job that I do. You know, as an intercessor, what we do when we pray for the land is we have to come and pray for mercy. Right now, there are a lot of people that are going through a lot of demonic affliction. So much. People call me all the time with, the devil is doing this. Oh, please, I'm sick. I'm this. Energy-directed weapons, all kinds of stuff. And I tell people that the reason why the devil can attack people is because we have open doors. We're living in sin and iniquity. We're not reading the Bible. Why is God allowing this to happen to me? It is not God that allows things to happen in this world. It's human beings. We have authority over the world. So if we human beings allow evil, evil will take control. If we human beings allow good, good will take control. And guess what? It is the prevailing priesthood that rules the land. So if the prevailing priesthood is demonic priesthood, that's what's going to rule the land. The reason why there's so much evil going on right now is because the good people, the patriots, the Christians are not living clean lives. They are living lives of sin and iniquity and everything. And because of that, they are opening the door for the devil to attack them. So what do we do as intercessors? You know, you could see it in the example of Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, when they were interceding for Israel. What we do, if somebody came and said, Dr. Sarah, pray for me for this, the first thing I would do is bring them to the mercy seat and repent on their behalf. Because if your child is out there acting crazy, the devil has a right to destroy them because they are actually in the devil's camp. So they are sinning against God, and that sin against God is making the devil attack them. So you cannot just stand there and say, devil, leave them alone. The devil has a legal right to be in their lives. So what we need to do, we bring repentance.
That's like
we pray and repent for the person.
It's kind of like
can heal them.
The demon class, like the demon elite class here, that's why they always kind of have to tell you what they're doing to you, even if it's nuanced or hidden language. It's like, hey, if we tell you and you do it, then, you know, that's
consent.
That's consent on you.
Yes.
And I'm curious if you ever saw, and I don't even know if I want to play it. It's so heartbreaking. But it gets back to the same thing when a parent puts this vaccine into their child and then the child has the side effect. There's this video. This poor kid, this young boy, goes for his wellness check. I think it's maybe a year wellness check. Gets a couple vaccines and then has a horrible side effect. And I mean, you can just, I mean, it's so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, you know, anybody that's been around babies, you know, they get observant, they get excited, they like to smile and laugh, giggle and like drool and, you know, try to be a part of the world around them that they're learning. And then this baby gets hit with these vaccines and it's just like, phew, just zapped, just like zapped. I mean, it's so tough to watch, but that's what it is. It's like, well, you know, you got to know not to, but see, that's why it's like, when you see this one time, you know, Dr. Stella, when you see this one time, it's like, oh, they would do that to a child.
They would do that to everybody. They're demons. They don't have a conscience.
Remember? And then they would say, no, the vaccines are fine. And then give it to the next child.
Do you know that right now we have over, when I finished medical school, we had maybe 10 vaccines. But I have over 40 vaccines. I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the ER. Right now, I don't recommend any vaccine. Like I said, do your own studies. Do whatever you do. Right now, me and vaccine, no. I don't give any. I don't take any. I don't recommend any. Do whatever you do, your own research and everything. But the issue is that I have children that did not take vaccines that are fine.
I don't take vaccines.
I had children in my practice.
I'm vaccine free.
Yeah, I had children from when you were a child.
Yeah. And I drink raw milk. I don't know how I'm still here.
You understand me? Great. So there are a lot of people. So there's a lot going on right now. Like I said, even like with what I'm calling the triple-demic, you know, they have like a triple-demic going on right now. Monkeypox, bird flu, and COVID that they want to hit us with. And of course, you hear about the things like Zika, dengue fever, and they have West Nile virus. They have the equine virus. They have all this crazy stuff that they are releasing right now. And I'm telling everyone, they are releasing this stuff because they want to terrify people to get the mRNA vaccine. Why? They want to program every single person. That is the whole bottom line. Everything they are doing right now is about getting an mRNA vaccine into you.
You need the vaccine. You need to be scared.
Yeah, you know, in Africa right now, with monkeypox, since Africa did not take the vaccine because they have hydroxychloroquine over the counter, with monkeypox right now, they are trying to get the vaccine, mRNA vaccine, to Africa. They want to give... All childhood vaccines are going to become mRNA.
Well, they had to admit, it was Associated Press, mainstream press, the vaccine, the polio vaccines caused the polio outbreak in Africa. I mean, that's a mainstream, it's not a conspiracy theory, like you got to tune into InfoWars to get it. That's mainstream
news.
Mainstream,
yeah, if people want to hear it. So that's why we tell people it's good to be prepared. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's good to be, like right now, if you go on our website, drstellamd.com, we have something called the trifecta or triple-demic packet, which... We have like monkeypox. We have a Sarracenia purpurea that works for monkeypox. We have something for COVID. We have something for Zika. Because these are all RNA viruses except monkeypox. RNA viruses are sensitive to zinc. And if you take zinc, you need something like quercetin to get the zinc into your system. So if you start taking these immune supplements, it builds your immunity so that you don't get sick, so that you're not terrified to go and take a vaccine. And like I tell everyone, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Today. Get it in your medicine cabinet.
Because I'm bad. I don't have any ivermectin.
Really?
You got some for me?
Let's do it. When we get out, we need to do a...
What about... Can I do the horse paste?
I'm not talking about horse paste.
I will take the horse paste.
I don't want anybody to say Dr. Stella said something about horse paste. I plead the fifth.
You got all kinds of products there at drstellamd.com. Promo code Alex, you'll get a discount.
Yes.
I have to tell folks, though, the Kobe Light is incredible.
I know, right?
I mean...
It's amazing. That's what I take daily.
There's two products that I just love because it's just like overwhelming vitamins and minerals in a scoop. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. And then the only thing that's close to rivaling it is Kobe Light. I mean, same thing. One scoop of Kobe Light. I mean, this thing is ridiculous. In fact, we got a short break coming up. We'll do 5 more minutes and we'll talk about Kobe Light. And then maybe you can tell people how many Joe Bidens there are. Oh, because I have to show you the new Joe Biden. You didn't see the new Joe Biden fit.
I'm telling you, the new Joe Biden, even the one, the ear is different. He's taller.
Yeah, the ear. He's got the height thing going down. He's got a new hat, though.
I don't even think he's taller. Yeah, the one with the Trump hat.
You saw that. Oh, you did see that. I thought I was going to scoop you. Oh, all right. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some breath.